this is called like a goon cave. So they'll build like, they'll go in there. I tell them to do it in a closet or like the smallest room that they have in their house. And then they'll bring every screen they have available in there, like their computer, phone, TV, everything they can bring into there, and set it up and put on porn and my videos on a bunch of different screens and play them all at once. And then
that is awesome.
And then edge to it for like hours.
First off, they say, "Goddess, I want to serve you."
Yeah.
That's great. Awesome. That yeah. is awesome. So, that is awesome.
Yeah, that's the best thing ever. You're hooking up with this dude. Everything's going good. You're digging him, right? And then all of a sudden, he pulls it out, and you're like, "Yo, get that roll of pennies the hell out of here."
Yeah.
Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle. He's Strong Stem Steve Cabot. Our guest today is the one and only Valentina Fox. I'll tell you, this episode, I'm so hyped right now because it was such a good show. Steve is here filling for J-Dub, and it was a blast. Steve, your thoughts?
Man, how do I put this politely? I don't want to, you know, disparage any of your past guests or anything like that, but this girl's on top of it, man. Like, real insight to financial ways.
That was
the ways
wild.
This girl could, like, you pointed to it in the episode. She should run a class on how to do what you're doing, because all these other broads, you don't need a manager. You don't need some old creepy white guy taking bread from you so that he can set. This girl's on top of it, man. She's a bright bulb.
I think we're all now part of the goon squad as well.
Yeah.
Steve, I would say.
When
we're
she said goon, and I thought we were beating people up, but nah, apparently,
Yeah, we're a different goon squad now, and proud of it. Proud to be goons for the goddess.
To have a guy set up 20 screens in a closet.
All right, don't ruin it. don't ruin it. But yeah,
Jesus Christ, dog.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know what gooning is, you're about to find out, and it's
Jesus
wild.
Christ.
It is so wild. She was, but like, first off, Valentina was like really smart, like got all the jokes, super funny, super with it. And then, like, her insight into, like, she gave us insight that we've had 30-something, you know, adult industry guests on the show, and she gave us some insight that we never had before. So super excited for everyone
Very
to
smart.
Hear it. Super excited for everyone to get to meet Valentina. So without any further ado, I'm Matt Lavelle. He's Strong Stem Steve Cabot. This is the Working Perspectives Podcast.
And we're the Goom
today.
Squad.
Yeah, and we're and our guest today is the one and only Valentina Fox. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle, accompanied today by the one and only Strong Stem Steve Cabot. And our guest today is an influential figure in the world of financial domination and fetish modeling. Fans the world over adore her mesmerizing, sensual femdom style. She gets some of her power from having a strong mother figure and a father who believed in female superiority, which has shaped her views on dominance that today. She can be reached on all platforms like Keek, iWantPhone, and Skype. She has recently been nominated at the 2024 XBiz Awards for Clip Artist of the Year and was nominated at the 2024 AVN Awards for Favorite Dom. She's a new member of the Star Factory team and has some great content coming your way. Please welcome the beautiful and powerful Valentina Fox.
Hey!
Hi.
Valentina, how are you?
What an intro. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for being on. So, like we said, I want to get started with something we call the disputed question. So Steve and I are going to ask you some real quick questions just to get to know the person you are and, you know, if you agree with these questions or not. So first question is, what movie do you think is better, The Godfather Part 1 or The Godfather Part 2?
I haven't seen either.
Oh, you know, my, it's Mary, Jesus, and Joseph.
Yeah. Mad on.
I'm a bad one to talk to movies about.
Okay, what about Hook or The Princess Bride? Have you seen either of them?
Yes, The Princess Bride, definitely.
Ooh, okay.
Wait,
all
Hook
right,
like
good.
The old, you talking like Captain Hook?
Yeah, Peter Pan. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, wow.
Robin Williams. That was a gimmick, Joe. Dude, yeah. I'll say this and I'll swear by it. The reason our generation is tougher than the generation coming up is they didn't have to live through things. Well, that. And like, they didn't have to live through things like Rufio dying. You know what I mean? Like, we've lived through that. That Mufasa kicking it.
At least they freed Sloth, though, right?
Yeah.
What's the Goonies guy's name?
Sloth? Yeah. Yeah. That was us, too, though. That wasn't that. Yeah. So, either way. All right. Valentina, very good. And then, what about pancakes or waffles?
That's hard. I love chicken and waffles together. So, if it's together, waffles. But separately, if it's just waffles versus just pancakes, but definitely pancakes.
Are you putting anything in the pancake?
Chocolate chips or blueberries.
Ooh,
or maybe both.
What about, where do you fall on French toast?
I love French toast. I was somewhere this weekend that has creme brulee French toast. It was so
good.
Man. Dude, that's the new hot gimmick hitting the streets. There's this one, like, this lady owns a donut shop. I think her name's like Alexandra Lords, and she has a creme brulee donut that's supposed to be like the best donut ever, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess creme brulee, everything's hitting the street.
Full transparency. I'm like a barely above caveman in like the evolutionary chain.
Right.
Is this like a French thing? I'm so confused.
Creme brulee is a French dessert that I believe it's like a custard sweet egg flavor base, and then they take sugar and melt it on top. That creates a crust, and it's delicious.
Gotcha.
I will say, big fan.
But listen, I know my French Italian pastries. I just don't know this French stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you had it, you might like it. But then again, we don't know. You don't know until you try it. So either way, let's keep it moving. When it comes to eating Cheetos, Valentina, are you crunchy or are you puff?
Oh, that's hard. I feel like that depends on my mood. I love the jalapeno crunchy ones, though.
So good.
Ooh.
Right? So good.
Them joints stain my hands, but I'm still eating them.
Yeah. I saw this thing, I guess, I mean, you know how, like, it's, so the lady, what she did, she cut the corners off of the bag, right? And then opened the bag and then put the corners on her fingers and used them to grab.
Oh, that's
wow.
Yeah. So she didn't get, like, any gimmick on there.
Wow.
That's smart.
Yeah. Ingenuity. So what are you going to do? The crunchy ones?
Yeah, I think crunchy.
Yeah, you're not a wimp, you know? We get it. Steve, where do you fall on them?
Dog, I'm an alpha like her. We eating the crunch, cuz.
Yeah. You're not a puff boy like Jada.
I ain't no simp, dog. That's not me.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. What about Chevy Chase or Bill Murray?
That's hard. I don't know. I like Bill Murray.
Yeah, atta girl.
You Bill Murray too, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Love it. Very good. And then, okay. And then if you were go, what do you like better, an amusement park or a water park?
Definitely an amusement park. I like roller coasters.
Park. Yeah. Steve?
How fun walking around with wet pants all day.
No. God,
that's
no.
She's took the words out of my mouth. I was like, I'm not trying to chafe my balls against my leg. So I would rather go to the regular park so I don't get
right.
chafed. But yeah, no.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, the water park's great. It's just I don't need all that.
No, God, no. Yeah, 1,000% with you. Okay, and then this is probably the most important question you'll be asked. When it comes to eating wings, are you drums or are you flat?
Flats, for sure.
Whoa!
Wow.
I thought you were going to go the opposite. We were doing all this alpha talk. I thought...
Yeah. I mean, I was on board with everything until you said that, okay?
Yep.
Across the board, we were cool. But now it's like, I don't even know who you are anymore.
Flats, for sure.
Listen, my reason is you watch like the Game of Thrones or anything ancient.
Yeah.
Do you see any of the alpha guys eating the flats? They're always eating, you know what I mean, the drum.
Like turkey legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never catch Ned Stark with a flat. Absolutely not. No, not happening. So, okay. Well, thank you. That was the disputed question. So now we know you pretty much entirely, Valentina, which is great. But we want to keep it moving. So you have some stuff coming up. Right. So like we said in the opening, you just signed with Star Factory PR with Tani Tate. She's great. And then you have some up and coming content. And then so what do we have to look forward to?
I'm working on some new hypno stuff I'll be putting out really soon, probably in the next couple weeks.
Can you elaborate, please.
Well, technically hypno is a band category, so it's not gonna be called that when
It's a band like they don't let it happen on
Hypno is a band category on most adult sites.
Steve, did you think like musical band?
100%. I was about to go, I'm such a retard dog.
That's all right. I thought the same thing for a second. I was like, band. I was like, is that a band? I've never heard of it.
Yeah, that's like, a genre.
No, so, like, okay. Like hypnotizing. And so like hypnosis. And
whoa.
So that's technically, those are band categories.
On like Pornhub and Xvids and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, on anything, just because the payment processors, like anything that you're like being influenced, like they can back charge.
Oh, a person can claim I was under some type of spell.
And they're
or
like, I wasn't of my right mind.
Yeah. Yeah. After you come,
the insurance
you
on that.
Like,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the liability on that's wild.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. So a lot of sites call it mesmerizing.
Okay. I like it.
Me too.
A word for it. I make a lot of gooning content. Do you guys know what gooning is?
No.
Like when you get your boys together and you run down on some softer people?
No.
Oh.
So gooning, maybe that's definitely like a Philly definition, but
nah.
True. But no, gooning is like, so it's like edging. Edging is like masturbating up until the point of release and then not releasing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gooning is like extreme edging. So it's like doing that over and over and over, like multiple times, like no release. So that's kind of what I'm known for. So I have like I literally got a DM yesterday that someone said that they spent like 30 hours this past weekend in their closet gooning.
Gooning for you?
Yeah.
This gives me anxiety, by the way. I feel so bad for this guy.
They're loving it. They love it.
Can we unhash this real quick, Valentina? Like the amount of rush of like power you must get to know that like you held some guy hostage in his closet, gooning his meat for 30 hours. Like
while
you
I was
have
just
that...
living my life too.
Yeah, yeah. That, and you weren't even that, like, yeah, you didn't even tell
yeah, you're
him to
getting
do
a
it.
Coffee at some shop in LA and he's in the closet ripping his meat till the end, then stop.
Look, I want to show you guys this video that a sub posted this weekend. So like this is called like a goon cave. So they'll build like they'll go in there. I tell them to do it in a closet or like the smallest room that they have in their house. And then they'll bring every screen they have available in there, like their computer, phone, TV, everything they can bring into there, and set it up and put on porn and my videos on a bunch of different screens and play them all at once. And then
that is awesome.
And then edge to it for like hours. So the guy who was in his closet for 30 hours this weekend had a lot of those screens, but this is one of my...
Hold on, for all those listening, that looks like a control room for like
NASA.
There's so many screens in there, dude. That is wild. So
now,
let's unhatch this. Okay, so this guy, unbeknownst to you, right? He found the smallest room he could. He put every screen possible in there. Then he played your videos on every screen. That looked like there was 15 screens there.
It's wild.
I think he has 26 screens, actually.
Oh, my God.
And
honestly,
so I would say they're like
for you too.
I would say they're like mostly me. And then there's a few like porn videos in there, too.
He should be fired then because they should all be you.
But, that looks like a degenerate gambler I grew up with who's trying to watch 17 sports games at one time and got money on all of them.
Yeah.
But hold on. I got one quick question.
Yeah.
The 30 hours of edging. I'm just curious. You know, I'm just asking questions. I don't know if I have the self-control.
We're past 10.
To get to the point where I'm about to and then just be like, let it chill for a minute.
Yeah. Most guys.
You think
like,
it goes down and then he goes back up when he's doing this, or he just stays?
He's got to be on all the Viagra.
Yeah. Well, some of them are, some of them aren't. But yeah, I think a lot of like what we call like not kinky guys would be like vanilla guys.
Me?
I guess that's us, Steve.
Yeah.
Struggle. We're as vanilla as they come.
Struggle to understand why you would deny yourself orgasm or why you would do it for that long. It's really, well, one, it's more fun when you have someone controlling you and like messaging you, like, you're not going to come yet. You can't come yet. I'm going to tell you when you can come.
Okay.
And then two, it gets to the point that it's almost like meditative. Like people get like really, really deep into it, like in a really deep subspace where they're like completely out of their mind. So like a lot of people, I feel like it's kind of like the idea of like runner's high, you know, like
their endorphins are cooking and
This makes sense.
You hit a certain like time frame or amount of edging and you just like
now you're La La Land.
Yeah.
Feeling great.
I can't imagine the pop after 30 hours. Could you imagine? I mean, now, also, that's got to be terrible for your Pishvindel. Am I right? Like, that's got to be awful for you.
Brawl by this point.
Oh, yeah.
And I got, is that the same? I'm not a young man. Would this be considered the same thing as like Kama Sutra, kind of? Like, don't those guys build up until a point where
but this
wasn't
is
that the American Pie thing?
Yeah, but it is like about, that's like about like saving your orgasms.
Okay.
Like building it up, like power. So, I don't know. I've even seen some of those like alpha male coaches like say things like that too, like talking about like semen retention and stuff.
Yeah, there's some gay rule that when me and Matt both fought before and stuff and are in that world, and they used to be like, you can't bang before. And I was always a proponent of banging before because it made me relaxed instead of build up. But there is that like old wives tale that you never get in a fight.
They would say, so I guess the studies on that, Steve. So, you know, like, I don't know if you ever heard like the women weaken legs thing, you know what I'm saying? So, but the study on that, they found out that it's a time period. So like, if you do it for, say, like camp is usually like 6 weeks, right? So if you're in a 6 week camp, if you do it for the whole 6 weeks, it's actually detrimental because by the end of the 6 weeks, your body doesn't produce the same amount of testosterone that it did originally. So you're lower on testosterone. But if you're like, you know, doing it until like maybe a week, I would usually wait like a week and a half, 2 weeks out, unless it's like some sweet honey babe wants to get freaky. Then I'm like, all right, I guess I'm losing this one. You know what
Fuck
I mean?
This fight.
Yeah. Yeah. So but what we're doing is we're not touching it at all. Legit, they're like getting to the point of, you know, the demons being released to now it's like, stop. Like, that's wild. I mean,
and
I'll
you
tell
got
you this.
Eyes on this guy while he's doing this, or what is it? Was just through text messages?
No, she had no clue.
Or...
This guy, no. Sometimes I will like message them, or maybe we'll Skype a little bit throughout the weekend. Because a lot of my clips, like I'm primarily a clip artist. I have like almost 600 clips in my clip store at this point.
Ooh.
And a lot of my clips are like JOIs or Goonies.
We'll have links in the description of this episode where you can find those clips. Sorry, continue, Valentine.
And so a lot of my subs don't even talk to me because I'm giving instructions in all the clips.
We went a little quick past this. What is JOI?
Jerk off instructions.
Of course. Honestly, me and Steve could probably be pro instructors. I'm just saying. If they're hiring for JOI instructors, like, we're pros. Just say I'm a pro.
I've got plenty of years in the game. You know what I mean? Left, right, left, whatever you need.
I've done them all. The sleeper, the who's your uncle, the whole thing. But no, that's I would like to know this, Valentina. What is the satisfaction you get from this? Like, I know there's a sense of control and power that like you own this dude, but is this something that you can then, you know, finish to and stuff? Like the thought of like you got a DM from this guy with his NASA setup saying like, hey, 30 hours, all you, babe. Like, you know, like what are you getting from this?
Yeah, I definitely, there's a part of it that is definitely like the mental part for me. Like you were saying, like, it's very, it feels very powerful, especially because I do have guys all over the world who are my fans and who are doing this like all the time.
Mm-hmm. I can see
There's guys right now.
Probably.
Doing this. They're with the J, they're on the JOI and they're doing it, you know, right now.
So that podcast, I love, especially because so much of like, I love like getting them really obsessed and like really addicted. And
whoa.
So I really love that aspect of it. And then sexually, I would say like that video that I showed you, like, I'm not going to like masturbate to that, but,
right. You keep it in the spank bank.
Yeah, but just kind of more also like knowing like it that does definitely get me off. So when I'm masturbating, definitely that's kind of all in the background, like, oh, and I have this guy and all these people that'll do whatever I say.
So the fact that you're like a dom, like a dominatrix, that doesn't change, like you're still, you know, performing the sexual act somewhat in the same way, like you would, you know, and I'm not trying to be crass, but like you would masturbate the same as like a normal girl would, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, sometimes I masturbate to more vanilla stuff. Sometimes I masturbate to like,
that's us, Steve. We're vanilla.
Vanilla bulls. Yeah.
Vanillas.
I do feel kind of though, I have gotten kind of desensitized to porn just because I see porn
you
all
see the
time.
Craziest. Yeah.
And like, I'm friends with a lot of porn stars and like escorts and stuff. So I'm like seeing like just, or OnlyFans girls. So I'm just like seeing that content like constantly on my timeline.
Right.
Awesome. So, okay. So like we said, so you have some mesmerizing stuff coming up and you have more than 600 clips out now. We'll have links in the description of this episode for your link tree and your different websites and your socials and everything where you can find all that stuff. So if you need some JOI or if you want to see what Valentina's got going on, links will be in the description of this episode.
Why highly suggest. Boys are so addicted.
Oh, man.
I can't wait to hit somebody with JOI. This is a new thing in my vocabulary, and I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's great. So, yeah, like we said, in the description of this episode, check out, we'll have a link for Valentina for all her links, and you can see all her stuff and get some of her new content and some of the stuff that she has out there if you need some JOI and things like that. But I want to keep it moving. I want to talk about the Valentina Fox that we have, that we know, that we love. So, Valentina, let's talk. What was your start of the domination train? Like, how did you get into the domination and the fetish modeling and everything like that?
Yeah, so like I said, I lived in New York for like 7 years, and I was a makeup artist for the first part of that.
Oh, cool.
And I worked with a lot of like brands that worked a lot with sex workers, so I would do makeup a lot for like escorts, pro doms, like porn stars.
Is there a specific type of makeup that like a sex worker or
in
someone
New York
that would use?
The cat wings, right? They want the cat wings in New
York.
It
depends. It depends on the person and their style, like their brand, and it depends on like what the shoot's for. Like I used to work for a sex work magazine, and so for that, it was like more like fashion stuff, like more like high fashion kind of vibes. But then I've also worked for a company that we did like photos for like escorts websites or like things like that. And so that was more like heavier makeup.
Wow. Yeah. So like that's what I'm saying. Like there's gotta be the different type of makeup for a scene that you would be shooting, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to like a photo shoot, right?
Yeah. And like different makeup for like if someone's going on a date versus they're going to a photo shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess because like the lighting's different. So you need heavier stuff when there's like a shoot or. Okay. Yeah. I see.
But in person, that wouldn't really look that good. But it looks really nice on camera.
Do you ever do any of like the social media like makeup tips? Because that's like a hot. Like you could, I mean, those things are crazy popular.
I don't really do much with my personal social media. I thought about at one point, because I did do, and even once I was in the industry and once I had stopped working as a makeup artist, I did still do makeup for sex workers. So there's like a few sex workers in the industry who like have my number and know that I do makeup and sometimes like word of mouth. Like that's not something I advertise, but it is something like, I like to help out if I can. Yeah. And
plus they're colleagues now. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And I it's usually fun, especially like shoots and stuff.
Yeah.
Those fascinated me. Girls can paint the tip of their eyelids. I can't even get contacts in, but I've seen girls take a straight pencil and rub it against their, I'm like, how?
It's crazy. Yeah. You can kind of get desensitized to it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The transformation a girl will get with makeup. Like, I remember I dated this girl, right? And like, she was like a smoke bomb. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, obviously, look at me, but she was a smoke. And then like, we'd go back to my place. And I just remember the next day, like, all this stuff all over
my room.
Right. Yeah. But no, all this like makeup and stuff all over the pillow in the room. Cause she was like, So have you made, and like with no makeup, there was a difference.
A vulnerable
you know
spot?
what I mean? It was something, but it was, I mean, you know, nothing crazy, but it, like, it does make a difference, you know? And
Oh,
it's, I
that's
mean,
true.
but every girl has their style. And like, I found out early in life that I like, you know, I like the Jersey makeup girl look. You know what I'm
Well,
saying?
can I
That
ask
is
you a
heavier
question?
makeup.
Oh,
Can
yeah.
I? So
Oh, yeah.
I have nieces and everything else, right? And the girls in my family that I love, that I've been around, always tried to push the narrative of less is more. Is there like, do you believe in that adage? Because I also know some Italians on the other side that say
More is
the
more.
higher the hair, the
Oh,
closer
it's
to
like,
heaven. You know what I mean? So
for sure.
yeah. With makeup, I definitely like a little bit. I'm definitely like less is more
You
personal.
don't really need a lot of makeup though, Valentina.
When
But
you can say that,
when
I get
when
that.
you're blessed, you're blessed. You know, let's call a spade a
Well, I
spade here.
also was trained, like, I went to makeup school to learn like high fashion makeup, and like high
Oh,
fashion
damn.
makeup
They don't
is
want to see clown stuff.
more natural. Yeah, like it's
Right.
not the stuff you see on Instagram. Like if you look at what models on the runway are wearing, a lot of the times they look like they don't have makeup on. They do, but like it just doesn't look like
Right. They
it.
make it look natural, kind of.
I used to do like sports, like athletic stuff too. Like I did some like athletic ads and stuff. So like all of those people are wearing makeup too, but like obviously it doesn't look like it.
Damn. So do you know how like you can like you're really good at like matching a skin tone with a color and creating like that's like you're a pro at all that stuff?
So you're basically
Cool.
you're an artist.
Yeah. Dude,
And
makeup's
so
real
legit artist.
stuff.
It is. So when I first got into like I was doing makeup for a bunch of sex workers, I met a few pro doms and was kind of like, wow. And then I found the FinDom community, which is financial domination
Okay, I was gonna ask about that.
online. They tell you I ain't got bread and shit. That's what they do. Yeah,
Is that like when you just make fun of them for being poor?
you poor pussy.
Yeah, like get some money, bitch.
Sometimes that could be part of it.
This might be my thing. I'm like, I know I should work longer.
No,
I'm sorry.
it's just like controlling someone via their finances, which
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, like online, that's the only really way that you can. Like
Right.
the only real way, if someone is like in Europe and they're like, Goddess, I want to serve you. I want to serve you. Like the only thing that they could actually do for me is
Is give you
money.
five racks.
Right. Like what the fuck else are they gonna do for me?
Hold on. Let's back it up. First off, they say, Goddess, I want to serve you.
Yeah.
That's
That's
great.
awesome. That is
Yeah.
awesome.
So,
That is awesome.
that's the best thing ever. Second,
That is.
you are really got like two great gimmicks here. So let's talk
Yeah,
about
you
this,
do.
right? Like when you
You make
got the
girls
dude,
pretty and dudes tell you you're God.
right? But think about this, Steve, right? So the dude she's got in the closet with 26 screens playing her videos, right? That's 27, di 26 different plays of her videos for 30 hours. That adds up to a lot of views, right? Then she's making fun of some noodle in Europe and he's paying her for it, right? Like she's cleaning up here. The gimmick's alive. This is
And
incredible. I
while she's in
mean,
her spare time, she does the Lord's work and makes girls beautiful.
right. I
That's the
mean, yeah,
Lord's
sure.
work.
That's the Lord's work there.
I need some Lord's work.
New Jersey's the
I
land of the Lord's work. You know what I mean? So you saw the femdoms there.
found
You
it
got into the
online.
financial. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I found it online. And then this was in 2016.
Who told you about the financial dom?
I
You
just
just found
found
out.
it like on Twitter. It was actually there was a girl from my area who like she was kind of like Instagram famous. Like I didn't really know her, but like I knew who she was. And I was on Twitter one day and I saw an account. It just like randomly came up. I thought it was like a catfish at first of this girl. And then I realized like it was definitely her account and it was like her FinDom account. So I was like amazed. I was like, oh my God, these girls are making so much money. They're just being mean to men. They're just like bullying women. I could do that. Like
You're gonna do that anyway.
I could do that. And so at the time, there was this guy who I went to high school with actually, who was like, he was like my my number one simp, like from like in high school. Like he was like always friend zoned. Like his friends would like tease him and like tell him to ask me out when they knew I was dating someone, or like, you know, like, and I told him like so many times I wasn't interested in him, but he was like loved me. And so we
shout out that guy. Way to not quit.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
Fight the good fight, buddy. We're with you, pal.
We went.
Men like that get abused every day, and someone needs to stand up for them.
We went to if they like it. So we went to dinner one night. We were at dinner one night, and this was like the night that I had found this. And so I was showing it to him, and I'm like, have you seen this? Like, this is crazy. Like, I could totally do this. Like, oh my God. Like, and he didn't really have much of a reaction to it. He was just like, yeah, you could do that.
Crushed.
And then I was like back in New York. And this was like probably a year later, and he started reaching out to me when he was drunk at first, and was like asking me to buy videos of me laughing, like just laughing video, like a 10 second Snapchat of me laughing. And that happened for a couple weeks. And then it went to, can I send you pictures of myself and you'll laugh at pictures of me? Or like make fun of me. And it just kind of escalated. He was a sissy. So he was really into being like dressed up in like women's clothing and feminized and like put a bra and panties on him.
And this dude's not gay?
This dude's not gay, that's what I was about to say.
So he actually had a girlfriend at the time. Okay. And
yeah, he's not vanilla like us, Steve. This guy's living life. This
I've never felt
it.
More vanilla in my life. And
I know.
It's some wild dudes in Philly. We're wild people. I've never felt so vanilla.
I choked a girl one time and I was like, damn, I'm the wildest dude on the scene. Now it's like, I'm nothing. I'm not wearing a dress. I'm nothing.
So he was like, he was a sissy is what that's called. And
yeah, hell yeah.
So we
love learning new language.
Hell yeah. I can't wait to call J-Dub a sissy.
Oh, he's been a sissy his whole life. That's the reason he's dating Veronica. Go ahead. We have a whole thing. There's another co-host on the show that totally outkicked his coverage, and no one gets it, but I think we just figured it out. She dresses him up in dresses. She belittles him. He doesn't have money, but he's got a little schmeckle, so she makes fun of him. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, we just figured it out. Valentina, I completely interrupted you. You have your sissy. He's buying laughing videos. Now you're making fun of him while he has a girlfriend, but he's still in love with you. Sorry,
so
we interrupted.
Went on for like 6 months, probably like 5 or 6 months, and I mean, he didn't have very much money at all. Like he was broke, and so he was like, "I can't keep doing this. Like, you deserve more subs. You should make more for this. You're good at this," and he was like really the one who pushed me to join Twitter. Cause I had thought like, so this, at this point, this was 2019. And so I had found it originally in 2016. I hate it, but like the main reason that I didn't join earlier is that I wasn't like I said, I accidentally randomly found someone. I knew that people I knew would find out about it. And I cared too much at the time about what people thought.
Right.
Now I wish I had just done it sooner, but in 2019, in the beginning of 2019, I made my Twitter and like started doing it professionally. So it's been just over 5 years.
What was your, I mean, besides that guy, did you have another client right away, or how did you build up your client?
Yeah, I had a bunch of clients actually pretty quickly.
Well, before we get there, not to interrupt, how do we market this, that you get these clients? Like, where do I pick these people up?
Question.
Is this Noodle like putting you on, or like, are you putting this out there that they're like
is he going to Sissy Club and he's like, guys, I got a new sissy.
I might sign up. I'm just saying, in case there was this site.
And whatever there is, the link's in the description of this episode. But go ahead. Man.
So I'm on a bunch of different sites now. I'm on like 3 different clip sites. You know, everybody knows about OnlyFans. I don't really use OnlyFans anymore. I prefer this website called Loyal Fans. There's like really fan cool sites, things like that. I Want Clips is like probably the number one place for it. That's like the number one findom site. But that's for like clips. So that's when people make clips. When I joined on Twitter, and I was only on Twitter. It took me probably like 4 or 5 months to even make like an OnlyFans. And then I got into clips probably 6 months after.
So you would put like a little clip video on Twitter, put it out there, And then you would build your following on like Twitter and your different
Yeah.
socials and things
And
like that. And then that would direct them to your many vids and your clips. Okay, I see.
it's way harder now. Like this, 'cause I think it really blew up like in 2020 when COVID happened. And so this was 2019. So I kind of was in it like right before it really blew up. And also when Elon got Twitter, like he completely changed the algorithms, like has been
Oh,
shadow
yeah.
banning like all sex workers. So it's way harder now. Like when I joined, people were still using like hashtags and stuff. Like it was way
Yeah.
easier to find things like that. Now, like those hashtags don't exist, or it'll have like two posts under it.
Damn, I thought Elon was cool. What an asshole.
Yeah, I thought
Yeah,
there's been
he
like
claims to
no
be all about
restriction.
free speech, but like
Yeah, I
he's
see
really
this.
not. He's
This
not
is
about free speech.
bullshit.
I've
Yeah.
seen that he like deletes videos of Cybertrucks not working, or like
What a
deletes
hater.
videos of like he yeah. If you talk bad about him, he'll delete it or like ban your account.
I gotta pay attention more. This is bullshit.
Yeah, well, he's gonna, I mean, you know, hopefully this doesn't kill us in the algorithm.
Listen,
Believe it would.
I opened Twitter
Like,
one
they're
time
fucking
today,
talking
and
about me. Shut it down.
He's
I
like,
can see
it's
a guy
John
get
Dana
run over
Fox's
by a
Hannity.
truck. I can see shootouts and head stompings and guys getting gored by bulls, but I can't see some tits. Come
To
on,
be
bot.
fair, there is a ton of tits in my algorithm. It's
Yeah. No,
because all well
there's
like all the guests we've had on the show, I follow them, you
Yeah.
know, and it's like all the
All
I mean,
sex workers.
yeah, but then like I've also had like Colby Jansen and Andre Stone on the show, and they do like trans stuff and some gay stuff. So now I got that fucking jumping in the feed
You're
too, you
right. Like you didn't have that
know?
there before, man.
That's
All right.
the
Either
only
way.
reason it's there. It wasn't there before, guys. I promise. I promise. So all right, so go ahead, Valentina. So okay, so let's talk.
Hold
Let's
on.
talk
Let me get one
turkey.
question. What's
Yeah.
the hardest part of getting this out there and like marketing? Like, what was your biggest struggle of like getting
That
on, as I would say, like going from just another girl to like, you know, being on, having all these guys and all these,
yeah.
What was the struggle?
It's definitely hard. It was definitely really hard getting started, and I
I
really
bet.
didn't know what I was doing. And I didn't know anyone else in the industry when I joined either, so I didn't really know anyone to ask or who to look at for like what works.
Yeah.
But
Did you start in New York
I was in New
and
York when
then
I
went
started.
to LA when you got on?
Yeah, I feel like I my first few months of content, my content was honestly really bad. It was like Snapchat quality videos and like stuff like that.
Yeah. Production value means so much. It's
Yeah,
wild. People
I
just scroll
definitely.
right by if it isn't high quality.
Exactly. And I definitely realized that pretty quickly. I like I said, I was a professional makeup artist for a long time and I worked on a lot of sets. So I have always understood lighting really well and like how to set up a nice scene.
Yeah.
And so I once I started like using that and taking it seriously, and like a few big doms started following me and started interacting with my content more.
Okay.
I've also been always huge on education. Like I've bought so many courses from like everybody, like even people that aren't as
Atta
successful
girl.
as I am at this point. I like to buy other people's guides or their classes or whatever else,
Yeah,
just to see like
you support the
what they're
industry.
doing.
Yeah.
And just to see like what works for other people, like
You can always learn something new.
yeah, exactly. And so I think that too, because I think now, like I said, it's definitely blown up, but I think a lot of people do just kind of see it as like an easy gimmick and not like an actual like skill they need to like hone. But you really do, like you have to like understand a lot of fetishes. You have to be really good at reading people and like knowing how to push people and when to push people and when to take a step back. Like it's a lot of like psychology goes into it. But yeah, content like the production value, like you said, is like huge.
When you sorry to interrupt, when you're saying like you have to know like how to not push people back, like are you saying like there's a limit to the dominating that you can do on some people where you're like this guy's just you're just gonna ruin it for him?
Yeah, I mean it's kind of like a dance with that, you know, like 'cause it's like with their boundaries and then also with like the financial aspect too of like how much can they send? 'Cause like if I tell them to send too much too quickly, they'll probably just run away and like not respond.
I see.
Or it
So
can
you got
go
to
the other
reel
way.
them in.
Yeah, or it can go the other way where I'm selling them like, "Oh, send 25," and then I look at my Twitter feed a few hours later and see someone else draining them of like hundreds back to back to back, you know? So it's like kind of, you have to like learn how to feel that out, like how far someone can go, financially, and then also with whatever fetishes you're playing in besides that.
Oh wow. Okay. So you talked about we talked about like the start of this, and you're kind of hesitant at first to ramp it up because you knew people you knew from school and your hometown and whatever might see you. What was your thought on your family learning about this? And then did you tell them ahead of time, or did they find out the hard way?
My parents have been they've never been super like they've always been pretty pro sex work, I think. Like I was never raised to think that like escorting is wrong or like I'm not sure if they would necessarily like pick that for me like going into sex
Right.
work, but it's not something that they've ever like taught me was wrong or like that they look down
Right.
on.
Right. Good.
And
That's good.
then
That's good parenting.
I know, about to say, good parents, good for you.
yeah, and then in pretty soon after I started, actually, I was getting doxxed. There was someone that was like harassing me and was doxxing me, and had reached out to a few people that I knew. So I told my parents because of that. I was the one to tell them, but I did do it like kind of under pressure. But yeah, they were very accepting of it, especially because I was like in a position where someone was like literally harassing me online. They were kind of more like concerned about my safety right away.
But still, I mean,
Now they're like
now
super proud of me and super happy.
that's great. Now
And
the town you said, we're not gonna, you know, obviously don't gotta say where or what or whatever, obviously, but like where we were talking about earlier, where you were from, it, more rural or more urban? Like, was it a real small town? So it was kind of
no, it
like,
wasn't. It's not super small.
okay.
It's just like,
But it's not one of those everybody knows everybody towns, right?
no, not
Okay,
that bad. No.
gotcha. Gotcha.
But it's definitely like, I mean, I think most of that area is like pretty conservative on like
Here's
sex stuff.
what I was getting at. So, like, your old man doesn't have to go to work, and his coworker been like, I don't
Yeah.
know how to tell you this, but your daughter had me in a closet for 47 hours last week, and I gave her my
Yeah.
401k. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Gotcha.
Gave her my 401k.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no one has ever like approached my family like that, actually. But yeah,
Gotcha. They
like I
better
said, my
not.
family all knows at this point. So if anyone
They
did it,
probably That'd be great if they're like, you simp, you noodle, you
it
sissy, and then that person's like, oh my God, I think I'm in love with you. You know, it's like, yeah, that'd be
Yeah.
great. But okay, so I want to talk about this. So we had someone on the show before that they had talked about how like they would transition into, you know, they would do the they started by selling some nudes and things, and it also do the sexting stuff. And when they're doing the sexting, you know, with a client and things like that, they're like pros, nail it. But in their personal life, they're like, it's like they drop the ball, just can't, like, it doesn't transition well. So for you, the dominatrix stuff, does that transition to your personal sex life as well, or do you keep that separate for work?
It definitely depends. I've dated some people that were more submissive, so like with them it comes out more. The person I'm dating right now is not submissive, so it doesn't. Yeah, I would say it depends because it does come into my personal life, I think, and just like how I am with men, just the way that I flirt, I think is a little bit more like I'm not mean to people that aren't consenting to that. But
No, you're hot. So when you talk nice to someone, a guy immediately thinks she's
falls in
into
love with
me
you.
because we're all fucking retards.
I'm
That's
gonna
why.
marry her. She asked me. She said hi. She said hi.
But yeah, as far as like my sex life, yeah, I have domed people in my personal life, but like it's not like I'm not
That's
someone who will only date submissive guys.
okay. So it's not a prerequisite for dating you, is they have to be a sub.
No.
Can I ask you a
Okay.
question? Because of your professional life, does it drive you more towards a dominant male because you're used to so much of the opposite in your profession? Is that like getting away from the norm? You're like, I see these things all the time. Like, I want
I think it
to.
depends. I think the main thing for me that I really care about with dating is like how they're treating me, and like especially because my subs are like treating me like a goddess, like I'm not gonna date someone who's like not treating me that way also. So even if they are like an alpha man or whatever, like the guy that I'm seeing right now, like I said, is not submissive, but he still like treats me like a goddess and like it doesn't happen all the time, you know.
Listen, we're from the East Coast. We've got raised by old school men's men. Like, I'm not anything weird, but when you say like alpha, like I make sure I open the doors. I make sure if I see people I think's a problem, I move her to the side so that I'm in front. If we're going through a crowd, I push through the crowd and, like, you know, make sure she just has to follow the wake, like the queen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're getting the door. You're carrying all her stuff. You're doing all the stuff you're supposed to.
For sure.
I don't know if that's a dominatrix thing. I think that for me, at least, that's like,
that's old school.
That's like my woman. So like she gets to be treated like that because she's mine.
Yes, 100%.
Like, I think 100%. That's the way it's supposed to be. They should be treated like that.
Not in LA. You know, old school East Coast, yes. LA.
Yeah.
Nah, well, I don't know.
There are a bunch of bookie ox out there, you know? So okay. So let's keep it moving. Would you say what type of guy are you into? Do you like dark hair, big shoulders, or long and lean, or what are you looking at?
Yeah, definitely like darker features and like more muscular rather than like tall and skinny.
Dad bod or no dad bod?
I don't mind a dad bod. I like people that work out, but I don't want someone that I don't look like super ripped. I think
I need to be ripped, but I need you to at least like keep your shit together, right?
All right, I guess we're out, Steve, because we're, you know, I mean, we're basically an Adonis over here, you know, we're vanilla Adonises. So sorry, Valentino, you just ruined it. But either way, okay. And then as a dominatrix, does size matter? Is that like a big thing for you?
Yeah.
So what are we talking? Like,
don't hurt my feelings.
Like, I mean, just tell me.
I think like 7 to 8 inches is perfect. Anything below 6, I'm not.
But like, what about it has to be girthy as well, I assume then, right?
I don't mind too. It's just, I don't need it to be like super thick, just like normal.
Right.
I guess I don't want, not like a skinny dick. Those are
sure. We don't. No one likes a skinny dick. Get the fuck out of here with your skinny dicks. Okay, we're done with you.
Now let me ask you a question. This is gonna sound real weird. I used to hit broads with this all the time when I was growing up. Me and Matt, we're not gay, but we wrestled our whole lives, right? So like in the sports world, I would tell people all the time that basketball players play with their balls, football players play with balls. Wrestlers, we got good hips. So is it true that there's a, say he's like 6.5, but he's got great motion in the ocean, controls the whole thing. Is that help make up for things? Is there, what if I got an eight thick and I got no rhythm, no hip movement, no nothing?
Yeah, it definitely matters how you use
Atta
it.
Girl. Atta
but,
girl.
But the, a lot of the bigger ones just look nicer, I think is part of it too.
It's presentation, you know, presentation's a big part of it. But also it's like, if you got a bigger, you know, Pishvindel, you don't have to do as much work. Am I right?
Sure, no.
Like,
sure, no.
Well, yeah. I mean, if someone is really big and they can't go too hard, or it'll hurt, you know?
That's what I always said. Yeah. My wife, she complains about that. That's why we don't have sex. She's like, it hurts so much. You know, she's like, God, give me a break. I need to walk, you know.
I don't want to dig too deep, but has there ever been a situation where like you were, you know, you're feeling somebody, you and this guy are like he just dropped his drawers and you're like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. That's totally happened.
Really?
And now because you seem like a sweetheart, you just play it off and then never call him again, or in the moment, are you like the dominant?
You belittle his ass
and you're
like,
get that shit out of my face.
You're like,
I definitely said to put it away. I definitely
no
said
way.
To put it
hold
away.
On. Hold on. You what?
Said put it away.
Bro, legit, that dude's never getting hard again.
Ever.
Just to let you know, that guy's dick is done.
Hold on, so you're like making out with my man and the whole nine, and then you're like, hold on, what is that? Just, we're done.
Yeah, basically.
Oh my, yes.
Bro.
Shout out that guy. He didn't kill himself yet. Shout out that guy.
So you're with it. So you're hooking up with this dude. Everything's going good. You're digging him, right? And then all of a sudden he pulls it out and you're like, yo, get that roll of pennies the hell out of here.
Yeah.
What did he do? Cry? I would have cried. I'd have fucking cried.
I would have been like, goddess, I'm sorry.
I'll give you my bank account. Damn
what did he do?
Cry.
Just put it away.
And what, just left?
I left shortly after, yeah.
Wow. That is a gangster move.
Yo, that's wild.
You gotta watch good. You gotta watch Godfather. You might have been, you change your mind about your actions.
Legit. You're like, yeah, that's wild, man. But I mean, that's tough. That's crazy. I mean, good for you. Hey, you know your standards and you know what you're worth, and you're not dealing with some little, you know, tootsie. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
You're getting the full enchilada.
Little tootsie.
So okay. So then let's keep it moving. So, what is your favorite thing about being a dom, right? Like, besides the sweet
little
cash,
weird,
the way you get to trick guys into watching millions of views on your videos, how you can get the power from abusing a noodle in a closet for 50 hours.
How you can,
like,
make a guy set up a NASA station in a closet.
Right, yeah. Right. Just by...
I struggle to make broads make me dinner. You're making a guy... set up NASA in his fucking closet.
Let's unlock this thought process, guys, right? Uh-huh. This dude found your videos, right? Uh-huh. He took your JOI course, right? And he's like, look, I'm gonna take this course for 30 hours, right? Sets up NASA all in the hopes that he can DM you and you would respond.
Yep.
All for the possibility to DM you.
Wow.
What world are we living in? Like, you got to figure it out. What are we even doing, Steve? What are we even doing here anymore?
I don't know, but if she wants to run for fucking president, you got my vote.
She's
I don't
in.
Know what's happening,
She's in.
But you think Putin's tough now? I send her a couple of these JOI videos. Next thing you know, the war is over. Everybody's friends.
War's over.
Everybody's friends.
Right. So... What would you say is your favorite thing?
Definitely like the freedom of like what I can do with like my career. Like I feel like I can put out any clips that I want at this point. Like I don't really have to turn my lines on every day anymore. Or like I go live now and just interact with my fans. Like
nice.
You can do it anywhere too, right? You can be on vacation and be like, you know what? I want to make some money real quick on vacation. Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Like,
I want to stay another night. Hey, let's go live. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Definitely
that's
the best
awesome.
Part of it.
Damn, that's real power though. Right? Like, dude, that is real. That's real power. That is wild how powerful
now,
that is.
This, I just got one actual, this is actually like an industry question. Not that I know nothing about nothing, but, so because me and Matt are from the fighting world, right? There's a girl who fights that, what's the blonde broad's name, Matt? That's super bad.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. And she's like got a dumb persona.
Oh my God.
Who,
she fights an American
Russian
top
one?
Team. Huh?
The Russian one?
No, American. She's from Oregon.
Oh, Paige?
Paige Van Zandt. So Van Zandt, she first went on OnlyFans, and obviously they take a nice cut of whatever you make. So she started her own shtick, and she got 100% of the profits and was like the golden goose and the standard of how like you can make bread without some old creepy dude taking a cut just because you're on his platform.
Yeah.
So is that still like, is there avenues, like when you say loyal fans, is it because the cut's smaller that they take as opposed to OnlyFans and things like that?
Yeah, actually some of them, so OnlyFans takes 20%.
Holy shit!
What?
So
that's fucking wild.
20%?
The clip sites that I'm on take 40%.
Holy
what?
Shit!
Yeah, so the clip sites, which like I said is my main thing, they take 40%.
Wow.
Whoa, that must make you so angry.
Yeah,
they do nothing.
No, they don't.
Nothing. They don't even promote your shit.
No, they don't.
Oh my
crazy.
God. That's wild.
So they take 40%. I prefer loyal fans because I can sell my clips on there and they only take 20%. So that's lower than the other websites. Their OnlyFans is sketchy. Like they've almost kicked sex workers off like twice already. Like they don't like promoting sex workers. They don't want to tie themselves. They want to be like a celebrity thing. Like they don't want to be associated with sex work.
They're wrong though.
Haters.
Everyone goes,
they're stupid. Like if they just fully embrace that, like they'd
be cash cows.
OnlyFans is like such a household name at this point, and it's in rap songs and stuff. Yeah. Like there's so many references to it everywhere. Like why wouldn't they embrace that and be like the number one?
But you think of OnlyFans and you think of sex. That's what you think of.
100%, man. That's all I thought. I didn't even know there was, like, celebrities on it. I thought it was all, like...
Well, because if you look at, like, the ads they run, they're like, we have so many viewers that enjoy our chefs, our trainers, our magicians.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like, fuck off.
No one is on OnlyFans watching that.
No.
No one. No one.
At all.
Yeah.
If I want to do that, I'll go to fucking YouTube for free and watch some chef shit.
Yeah. No one's going on your OnlyFans for Chef Donnie. All right. No. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So I would go in my closet and yank all my meat until I'm about to come. And then I stop.
Yeah, duh. That's what everybody does. So, but I mean,
we're loyal fans for that. And also, you can live stream on loyal fans. And like new people can find you a lot through like the live streams. Like when you're on loyal fans, like because OnlyFans, there's no way to find new people on there unless you like know their thing already, which is the worst part.
Wow. That's no even worse.
Page. No explore page. On loyal fans, explore page. And like there's a live explore page so you can like click through everyone who's live like and like pop in
so
people's.
They don't actively promote you, but they do put like a link that they can find things for
you. At least you can get in there. Yeah. Someone's into your type of content, they have a place where they can find new versions. Yeah. That's smart though. That's good business.
I never knew OnlyFans sucked like that. What
That's wild.
It sucks.
That's so wild.
Yeah. Like that's why a lot of models will like promote other models. Like they'll like swap and like each promote each other. It's because of their explore page.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But also too, like the thing is this is an assumption, but I'm pretty sure it's accurate. So like when you look at the other OnlyFans and the other things, they're showing their moon balloons, they're showing their bajingo, like they're showing all the goods. Legit, you're on there, it's more verbal, right? Yeah. Like you're more like you're not like blasting your tits out and stuff. Like you're just like kind of telling them this, like they don't get to see that. That's like the gimmick. You know,
yeah.
So you're kind of what OnlyFans would want, really, because you're less of a sex work, but more, you know what I mean?
100%.
Like you're not showing as much skin and you're not just like, ooh, tits. Wah. Like you're really getting into like the mental aspect of the sexual experience. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, they suck. I mean, that's why. But also, if you are interested in checking out your loyal fans, a link will be in the description of this episode where you can find it. So make sure you do.
Love loyal.
And now let me ask you a question. Is there any other like girls? So obviously, you know, girls in the industry that do the same thing, right? Kind of not like in your exact lane, but still do to even if they're doing, you know, whatever. There hasn't been like this is going to sound wild. There hasn't been like a unionization. You guys haven't all got together and made like your own platform or some girl that's so big. Like say it was Paige Van Zandt, right? She's big enough now. Has millions, makes millions off of her little page. Like none of them has been like, you know what? Let me bring the rest of these girls up and let me like, you know, I'll take 5%, but y'all can get whatever you want. Do whatever you want, promote, do whatever you got. There's nothing like that yet.
There's been a couple that have been started by sex workers.
Okay.
But unfortunately, they don't
end up. The tech just drowned them out. Yeah, the big dogs drowned them out.
Yeah, they don't really end up like actually helping other sex workers. I actually do have my own website, so it's ineedvalentina.com, and I have my
own will be in the link.
Link will be in the description of this episode.
So I sell all my clips individually. That is kind of weird.
Most
people that I know that are in my industry don't do that. Like they don't have their own website.
Really?
It is super difficult to get set up as a sex worker, and that's why most people don't do
it. Oh, okay. I see.
I'm considered a high risk business. So even with I'm not paying anybody else. So like most merchants pay Visa, MasterCard 2.5% on transactions. Mm-hmm. That's like standard. I pay 7% on transactions to Visa, MasterCard because I'm a high risk business.
They
hold all of my earnings, 10% of my earnings for up to 24 months for chargeback protection. So I basically, even with my own website, it's a 17% cut right there.
Jesus.
You know? Oh my God.
And when you say who deems this high risk? They mean high money. And that's why they put that weird shit on it.
You mean the world's oldest profession?
It's because people backcharge it. It's because people backcharge it. Like gambling is also considered like a high risk business. Like anything where people are gonna like blow a lot of money and then try to call the bank and say that like
they didn't
were
do
hacked.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Still, that's wild. Damn. I had no idea that. Man, that's great how you just broke. Like, see, that's why you're smart as shit. Like, you know the financial stuff. Like, you're breaking it down. Like, I had no idea. No one's ever talked about that before.
Listen,
but that's
I'm
wild. You know,
I'm gonna be
that's
completely
crazy.
Honest. I wasn't into the femdom. I got a boner hearing all this fucking financial talk. I feel like I gotta open some shit. What if I show my butthole? Is there gay dudes that look at my butthole?
Yeah, it would be gay guys though.
Fuck.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, Steve. There's
girls
no
don't
want to
see my butthole.
No, girls don't give a shit about that stuff. They want a storyline, right? They want something like, look, like, I was late getting home. I stopped at the bar, and I just couldn't stop. And then, hey, when you stop at the bar, you don't love me. It's like, no, I love you, babe. You're right. I'm wrong. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the fucking story right, right there. $1 million idea. Boom, your boy right here. So, nice. Okay, Valentina, we are coming towards the top of time. So, before we get out of here, I just want to reiterate, if we haven't mentioned it, in the link or in the description of this episode, there'll be a link in the description of this episode for your all your videos, your website, your all your other social links, everything. Check the description of this episode. You can find all on Valentina's stuff. And then, like we talked about at the top of the show, you have some stuff up and coming. I want to talk about that a little more. So, you have the mesmerizing stuff up and coming. Is there any other things we have to look forward to?
Lots more gooning content.
And not beating people up. That's not goony.
Shout out the goon.
Shout out the goons.
Some collabs with other doms.
Oh, cool. Can you say now or wait for the surprise?
Yeah. Well, with Goddess Nova, who's actually my best friend, we have a few collabs coming out. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Is she with Star Factory too?
No, she's not. She did meet Tanya though. I think she's like definitely considering doing a PR thing.
Nice. I mean, is she with anybody or no?
No, not yet. Most people, I think in my niche specifically, I feel like they don't do.
They go solo.
Yeah, it's kind of more like self-marketing and stuff.
Right.
I'm happy that I have Tanya though. She's great.
Yeah, she's cool. She's super cool. And you said her name is Goddess Nova?
Yes.
Cool. I mean, would it be cool if I reached out to her to ask her to be on the show?
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, right, Matt, before we get to your top of time, can I ask two questions?
You can ask as many questions as you'd like. Strong.
Listen,
Steven.
I'm not a bright guy. I only got two. I get punched in the head a lot. You know what I mean? One, Valentina, if you could be any animal, what would you be?
Hard.
Are reptiles included in that, Steve?
Anything. I don't care. You want to be a fucking
any creature.
Cockroach.
Any creature.
Anything.
Okay.
I think like a dolphin would be fun.
Oh,
dolphin would be good. Done the dolphin gimmick? We went to Cancun a couple years ago and we did
flex.
The gimmick. Yeah, I mean, I got married there, no big deal. But either way, we were doing like the gimmick where you like do the dolphin swim, bro.
Yeah.
Like we were like petting
so
them
strong.
So they're legit. One, it like flew by us underwater, and I was like,
so strong.
Like that thing was right by us, and then like you felt them, like you feel like the muscles like rippling underneath.
Yeah.
Like they are all muscle.
Yeah,
they are. They're crazy. They go so fast. Crazy.
So
and they
fast.
Also ride together, which me and Matt fuck with. We ride together, fam. So when you're with your
ride
people,
together,
they
fam.
Stay with their people.
Yeah. That's the motto of the show. We ride together, fam.
If there's any time in history, future, past, present, that you could go back to, where would you go? So you want to go to ancient Roman times? You want to see 100 years in the future? You want to go back to your child? Any time ever you want to go back 100 to.
100 years in the future, it's all AI. Just to let you know.
Yeah. Future
all
sucks.
AI. I think Roman times would be fun.
Yeah. You would dominate Roman times. No pun intended.
Sure would. Here's what was the broad's name that fucked over Caesar?
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Cleopatra. I would love to
be
that.
She had all the best warriors in the world on their knees.
She was a dom. She was a matriarch.
Sure was. That's all I got.
Is that the same thing? I guess technically she was on goddess level as well, right?
Hell yeah. She ran Egypt, cuz. She made Mark Anthony go against his best friend, basically.
Yeah. All for
and
that.
And the
sweet,
way
sweet
that they
poos.
Were with her was like very worshipy.
Yeah. They worship. They worship that honey hole. That's for
that
sure.
That pussy was probably fantastic.
She got to be. That's the first
I
thing
don't
I
mean to be me.
We're all thinking it, right? We're all thinking like the most powerful men in the world at that time are like begging for a piece of that cheesecake. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to be something. You
Listen,
know?
You're living proof. We're simplistic creatures, most man's men. So, you know what I mean?
We're
it's
vanilla.
Not hard to fucking.
We're vanilla.
Yeah.
Plus, dude, Rome was pretty open with like the sexual stuff.
Sexuality.
Right? Like, they were
getting down. Shit. Yeah.
They had all the orgies.
Yep.
Yeah. They were doing it all, man. They were getting way busy, you know? Loved it. Yeah. Nice. Okay. Very cool. Well, great. Hey, Steve, great questions, buddy. Great
just,
stuff,
just curious.
Man.
And also, before I just want to say, I think your approach is fantastic about the way you studied other people. Like, I coach wrestling. Matt coaches boxing. So both of us have been coaching for a long time. We had literally had the conversation before you came on. We were just both agreeing about how, and I've known him since we were little kids, about how both of us try to tell the kids and the men that we coach that go find from a million other people, learn from everybody. Cause even if you think you're not learning, you might pick up on some weird stuff that, so like to hear you say that, you know, you really studied it means I can see why you're on top. Makes sense to me. Makes complete sense.
Right. Yeah. Even in the way you talked about it, like even the way you talked about like the financial stuff and everything, it's very eye opening. And it's crazy to think like everyone thinks like if you're an OnlyFans star or a loyal fan star or whatever, or a model, like everyone thinks like, oh, they're making all this money. But you don't realize like they have to put out a ton of content just to make money because of all the how highly taxed they are.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And I'm not usually on these episodes, so I don't know nothing about nothing with the industry. I've watched here and there, but like. Most of them have, if I ask those girls those questions, they have no idea. They're like, I don't even know what the percentage is, or I don't know what this guy's, like, for you to know every, like, you can tell, yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing it the right way.
To be fair, we've probably had like, let's say, you know, 30 industry co-workers of yours on the show, and you're the first person to bring it up. But that's not saying that they didn't know it. Maybe it just didn't come up in conversation. So
yeah. Maybe I wasn't here.
There's one or two I can guarantee definitely did it. I'll tell you that right now. But either way, let's keep it going. So I did want to ask this, Valentina. How did you come up with the name Valentina Fox?
I don't know. It just like came to me. It actually came to me
great
in like
name.
2016.
Great
before
name.
Just out of top of the head, like boom, Valentina Fox.
Just like meant to be.
Now, again, worst case scenario, like you said, we can cut whatever. What is your like cultural background? Like, what are you?
I'm Chilean. I'm
hell,
actually born in Chilean, so I'm adopted.
Hell yeah.
You said you're adopted?
Yeah.
Cool.
Hell, nice. I can't go further. Nice. I was always into Spanish women and Italian women. That's my thing. Uh-huh.
That's the best though, dude. Like you get like the Mediterranean or the Spanish.
They know how to cook. They take care of you. Maybe you probably beat the fuck out of dudes. But like most of them tell you they're very nourishing.
Yeah.
I am currently with an Italian girl. They're the best. They're the best.
How tall are you, Valentina?
This one always surprises people. I'm 5'2".
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I know.
I mean, no, that's great. No,
that's
big
great.
Fan of the 5'2". Big
so
fan.
Met me in person are always very I think I photographed taller than I am.
I would have I agreed. Like when we were looking at like the promo pictures that were sent to us, I would have never guessed 5'2", not in a million years. I was thinking like 5'7", 5'8", really tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But hey, that just goes to show you. So okay. We are coming towards the
Matt's
top of 5'9",
time. By the way.
I'm 5'11". Everybody knows I'm 5'11". It's not a big thing. It's not a big thing. But I am 5'11". It's been verified by the doctor. And we'll do, you know, I mean, yeah, it's I'm 5'11". I'm 5'11". Basically 6 foot, but I'm 5'11". It is what it is. I wear double-digit size shoes. I'm a pretty big guy. Yeah.
When he means double digits, he means the double sole, so it makes him 5'11". It's got the, you know what I mean?
God damn it, Stan. That's right. I wear a size 10. 10.5 in Adidas. So, all right. We are coming towards the top of time. Valentina, Steve and I are usually on the same page with this, but we would love to have you back on the show if you'd be willing to come back on.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Bring your friend on. Bring your best friend. She could talk about her shit. You guys can go on the whole tangent.
Would you be willing to do this, Valentina? Would you be willing to do like a show where you just come on and ridicule the hell out of us? Like, would that not be
like a 10-minute
hilarious?
Clip. Oh my God.
And we could have every guy on that, like, all we have. There's four guys that we have two shows that combine four guys host. All four of us could be here and you could just rip us to shreds.
Hold on. That gets even better. We're obviously, we grew up on the East Coast. We're outside of Philadelphia. So we all grew up in like little boroughs that have 30 guys that we've known since elementary school. Right. What if we bring a couple of our boys on or just have clips of them? And you just break them down. That's, you know, in the East Coast, that's what we do. We bust balls.
Yeah, just we bust balls everybody. Yeah, East Coast, you bust balls. It is.
You bust balls. That would be, if I could get a, you should do cameos of shit talking people. You ever try that?
No, I haven't. That's a good idea.
Shit talk my friends. Yeah. I'll send you $100 right now to talk shit on everybody I know.
Yeah. If you probably would just break some guys' souls that we would have on. And it'd be great content. That'd be
what
great
an idea,
content.
Matt.
Oh,
you
yeah.
get your friend in on it too, so it's like a thing. You guys can laugh about it. And just
double team.
Oh,
you
can
double team us. Oh, it'd be great. What I mean, you know who would love that? My wife would probably love the hell out of that.
Yeah.
She'd be like, yeah, you're right. He's a fucking idiot. Yeah. She'd be like, yeah, he's a moron. You don't know.
That's
this.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe she'll take some lines, I say, and start using them on you.
In the
you
bedroom.
You should do. You know what? You should be like I don't know what would it be, like a belittler instructor too, or the shit talking instructor? I don't know. You know,
give lessons.
I don't know.
Get lessons on.
Told that guy in his little peener. You mean soul crusher?
Oh, soul crushing instructor. You're a soul crushing instructor. That's great.
Put that thing away.
hey, put that little guy back in its hole.
God damn it. Shout out that guy again.
Dude, he's a soldier. You know, legit's dick has never worked again.
And not to call back, but shout out the hometown guy who couldn't pay you enough, but just wanted you to laugh at him. Shout out
sissy
him.
Boy.
I hope he's doing well.
Yeah. Yeah. does he still get sissied with you?
No, I actually haven't heard from him in a couple years. He did for a few years, though.
Bro, that's crazy that, like, he was your friend in high school that you simped the hell out. Like, you would be dating other dudes and, like, call him and tell him about the dudes you'd be dating and stuff.
Yeah,
and
we were at dinner. That night that we were at dinner, I had a boyfriend.
And you were like, and he's like, you're too good for him. You're too good for that guy. You don't deserve to be treated like that. You're too, that's the fucking, that guy's the fucking worst dude there is. He's the worst dude because he's legit trying to pick up rebounds. You know what I'm saying? Like that, he deserves to be sissied. So, you know, I mean, pretty sure he's your friend. I don't know. I don't want to talk bad about your friend, but either way. But okay. So Valentina, we are coming towards the top of time. Like you said, thank you for being on the show. Do you have anything you'd like to say to your family, friends, your financial dominators, anything?
The weirdo with the little wiener.
Nope, just keep watching my clips. Keep getting worse for me, getting more and more.
Yeah, praise the goddess, motherfuckers. Goddess. Praise the goddess.
Being out there in Cali, you dabble at all? You don't have to answer. I'm a gigantic marijuana smoker. You dabbling
smoke,
in that Cali's finest?
I smoke, but I don't dab.
Yeah, I don't dab either. I'm old school. I straight smoke L's like an old school roll blunt. So, but the weed in Cali is different.
That's really great. Yeah.
Different.
Must be nice, guys. Must be nice. Okay, well, very good. Yeah, so like we said in the description of this episode, you can find all the places where you can get dominated financially and otherwise by Valentina Fox. Steve, what do you got before we get out of here?
I mean, she inspired me to figure out that, you know what my fucking issue is? Like, I know I would rather shave my dog's asshole and make it walk backwards than look the way I do, but if I get the right lighting, she said that's the most important thing. I got one shitty light behind here that kind of goes... I need better light because then I'll be handsome.
Right. That's the only thing stopping you from being the best looking. Like, you've been like Ryan Gosling. You know what I'm saying? It's just these lights, man.
Instead of the guy from the Goonies in the basement on the ship yelling, hey, you guys, maybe I'll be the lead role if I get the right lighting, right? That's what you said. The lighting is what I need, right?
Right.
Hell
dude,
I gotta invest.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it, but I need to invest so I don't look like an asshole.
It's all about the lighting. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is
I know you got
like
the lighting because I can see the glare off your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta do something about that. The glare doesn't look good. But you know, production value. You know what I'm saying, guys? I have lights. I just don't know how to use them.
About that. 20 years younger.
Not bad. Well, speaking of being old, this has been another episode of the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle, he's Strong's MC Cabot, and our guest today is the incredible, the amazing, and the powerful goddess herself, Valentina Fox. In case you're wondering, you can find all our stuff and all our content on all podcast platforms and YouTube at Work Perspectives Podcast. Get us on Instagram at Working Perspectives Podcast and join us on Twitter and TikTok at Working P Pod. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email us at workingperspectives@gmail.com and please like and subscribe so we keep bringing you this sweet, sweet content. Thanks for listening and have a good one. Thanks. See you. Philadelphia, on the run.